I'm Gina Kaufman here with Lauren Crum. Welcome to Central Standard, Lauren.
Hello, thank you.
You sing with a popular local band called The Grizzly Hand, and we'll chat about what The Grizzly Hand is up to shortly. But some people may not know this about you, that you are a classically trained vocalist. Can you talk a little bit about your musical background?
Yeah, that felt like such a stretch, but I guess it's not. I took piano as a kid for a long time, so I learned theory and I sort of laid down my base there. I had a really great teacher growing up, and then I went to school at Columbia College in Chicago and did their vocal program just for one full year, but absorbed quite a bit, and so that was definitely very, very helpful.
And you have multiple musical projects going on at once. Can you familiarize our listeners with a couple of those?
Oh, yes. Okay, so outside of Grizzly Hand, I have a duet with David Renier called Ruddy Swain. We do primarily really older country songs, couple originals, very, very sparse. And then I play records as Lorna Kay, or just myself. play old country records, places like The Ship, and different, you know, private parties and stuff like that. Anywhere but people want to hear old country.
What made you want to be a country music DJ? Because when people think of DJs, they think of like contemporary, like fast beats,
yeah,
dance music, and that you wanted to get out your country records and play those for people.
Right. Yeah. No, it's definitely the older stuff. No, I always tell people like no Toby, no Taylor. Really, it was, I worked at a record store in Chicago and nobody cares about country. So the records are cheap and plentiful. And I just started really getting into it, and they were there to collect. And there's kind of always at least one, something worth your time on a country record, at least in my experience most of the time, something pretty, at least funny.
Well, we're going to get to some of Lorna Kay's country Christmas music suggestions in a second. But The Grizzly Hand, that's the band of yours that I would say has like really taken off. Can you describe The Grizzly Hand for us?
The Grizzly Hand. Yeah, we are a 6-piece band. We have mandolin and steel guitar. So we sort of have like the country sounds going on. And also we're recording a new album right now. So I think we're evolving, which happens. This is our 5th year as a band, but, yeah, we've been really lucky. We play pretty frequently around KC and do well and love it here. So,
can you tell us a little bit more about the album you're recording right now? How's it been going?
It's been going great. Very, very excited about it. It's definitely our least country record to date, which is okay. But yeah, really exciting. This is going to be our second full length record. So it's just really exciting to get to the point where you're finally putting it down and it's all coming together. I usually wait till the very bitter end to make my contribution, so it's like 0 hour.
Because vocals are the last track.
Yes, and just as far as like any songwriting, the band has several very talented songwriters, so it can be a little intimidating to jump in. But
we'll have to have you back when that album's ready so we can all enjoy it together. But today our conversation is really about Christmas music. Have you ever written a Christmas song?
It's funny that you ask. I just started writing a Christmas song recently. I don't want to say too much because, you know, I think it's going to be a hit. But but yeah, there's always that joke of if you can just write a good Christmas song, you know, you'd be set for life.
Well, I might try to beat you to it, but since I have no skills in that regard, I think you'll stay ahead of me. So does your alter ego, Lorna Kay, have any favorite Christmas songs?
Alter ego. Yeah, absolutely. You know, Christmas songs sort of fall prey to the fact that they're just cover songs, and I don't love cover songs in general. But I think you know, just original music is for me more interesting. And I think in that same thought that original Christmas songs, where artists actually sit down and do something besides just, you know, a rockin' cover of Jingle Bells, is going to be typically more interesting. Or by turns, hilarious.
Well, you've brought in Christmas Eve Can Kill You by the Everly Brothers. What do you want to tell us about that before we give it a listen?
Oh, it's sad. it's a great song. The guy that wrote this song also wrote, Burnin' Love for Elvis, which is pretty hilarious. And he wrote Goodbye Earl. So I think he kind of had like a flair for the dramatic. But
let's listen to Christmas Eve Can Kill You by the Everly Brothers.
I think of years ago and I've remembered Christmas trees
and faces that still warm me with their glow. The cold and empty evening hangs around me like a ghost. I listen to my footsteps in the snow. The sound of one man walking through the snow can break your heart, but stopping doesn't help, so on I'll go. And Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere. The icy air I'm breathing's all that keeps me on.
So, Lauren, that's Christmas Eve Can Kill You by the Everly Brothers.
The feel-good hit of the season.
Right. Well, that is an interesting thing about country music's interpretation of the Christmas song genre, because there is something so, I don't know, there's, it gets at the, like, the pathos of the season, or the melancholy of...
Well, Christmas is such a good setup for anything that's depressing becomes, like, more depressing at Christmas. So I think it's also, like, this backdrop of, like, you're supposed to have this joyful time with your family, and then anything that goes outside of that is a sort of put in a sharper contrast. Definitely that song is super bummer about people that are on their own and wandering around on Christmas.
Hitching a ride. But yeah. Also there's just basically it's very, very cold out at Christmas time, which is convenient if for, you know, physical conditions that are harsh. And that's a lot of those lyrics we just heard, the stuffing your hands in your pockets and the sound of footsteps in the snow.
Restrictive and isolating.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
But, okay, I also do have to say that there's something that comes as kind of a relief to hear this stuff, because jingles can get to feeling very prepackaged, partly because of how familiar they are and sort of that incessant upbeat. Do you feel like they're
jingling?
You do feel kind of a relief when you turn from that to something like this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, anything where you're just... You're hearing it in the grocery store and you're hearing it all the time. It's just nice to hear something that sort of goes against that. And again, just something original, I think, too. Yeah. Original thoughts on something besides just reindeer and stuff.
Well, we've got along these same lines, If We Make It Through December by Merle Haggard. Tell us about this selection.
This is another one that's sort of a loosely Christmas related, more about the time of year. And just Merle Haggard just has one of the greatest voices in country music, absolutely, and a very handsome man.
Well, let's give that a listen.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
That was If We Make It Through December by Merle Haggard, one of Lauren Crumb's top Christmas music selections in the gritty Christmas genre. Lauren, how big is your collection of country music that you're digging through when you're making these selections?
Several hundred records, I guess. Too many. there's so much that's kind of just, you know, oh, this cover, you know, this cover is hilarious, and there's one funny song on here. But stuff like Merle Haggard, there's always several gems. So,
what is the funny selection in the bunch?
Funny? Oh, in this bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, the Brenda Lee song. I don't like Santa. Kind of freaks me out. Like always had that. Like, we talked about some of my other ideas, like Is That You, Santa Claus is one of my favorite Christmas songs. That's super creepy and kind of frames this, like, Santa comes into your house and that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
I always kind of had issues with that as a kid. Like, it was sort of half and half, like, cool but kind of weird. So this song's just hilarious because, A, she's 12 when she recorded it, and she has a funny little voice to begin with. So at 12 years old, it's just even more hilarious, and she's totally giving Santa a hard time, I guess.
I'm Gonna Lasso Santa Claus by Brenda Lee.
Him on the tummy because he laughs so funny. He's so jolly and so fine when he comes around Christmas time. I'm on lasso Santa Claus, and the reason is because I know a boy and girl he never goes see. He never brings him toys like he does to me. I'm gonna pop pop Santa Claus with my water pistol gun.
That sure is.
She's got beef with Santa.
Yeah. You said that Santa kind of creeps you out, and we've also heard, like, you know, I don't mean to hate December, and we could sound like real grouches right now.
Yeah, we're not trying to ruin Christmas, we promise.
So how do you feel about this season?
Oh, I mean, honestly, one of my other songs sort of ties into, to, you know, there's always sentimentality about it and being with family, and I have a pretty tiny family, but it's always, you know, we always really have a lovely time. My mom is very aesthetically into, like, the beautiful Christmas tree and the house looking great and all that stuff. So, you know, good memories.
Is the sentimental one Pretty Paper by Roy Orbison?
You know, I was going to say the Smoky Mountain Christmas in relation to my grandma actually lived just a few miles from where Dolly Parton grew up. She lived in Sevierville, Tennessee. So I went to Dollywood as a kid. So Smoky Mountain Christmas kind of ties into some of my childhood times and vacationing in the Smoky Mountains with family and just Dolly, you know. She's just very comforting.
Well, we'll hear that one shortly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But set up also.
That Pretty Paper is also a really sweet, sentimental song. And the version most people go to with that is Willie Nelson, which is also tremendous. But for me, if I have to choose between Roy and Willie, I guess I'm outing myself as choosing Roy Orbison.
Okay, we're choosing Roy Orbison with Pretty Paper.
Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that he.
So we've got like a choir of angels in
yes.
this one.
He's frequently joined by a choir of angels.
Well, this is so Pretty Paper by Roy Orbison could be like a theme song to this part of December where people are getting ready. It's all the preparations more than the event itself of
right.
Christmas.
Yeah, like Christmas is nigh.
And so we did talk a little bit just a moment ago about the Dolly Parton song that we're going to play shortly. I am surprised that you've come with a Dolly Parton selection that is not Hard Candy Christmas.
I do like that song. It's so sad. I was also trying not to just, you know, totally ruin Christmas. That is a great song and a great movie. This is also from a TV special. She's had some pretty hilarious films under her belt. But yeah, Smoky Mountain Christmas. I love the Smoky Mountains. Really good memories and memories of my grandma and going to Dollywood, which is a hilarious place that I highly recommend.
I'm dreaming of a
the Smoky Mountain Christmas, with the kids around the fireplace stringing popcorn for the tree. I'm dreaming of a Smoky Mountain Christmas, with nothing much that money buys, but everything worthwhile in life. Dreaming of a Smoky Mountain Christmas. You can take the girl from the country, I have heard him say, but you'll never take the country from the girl. And me, I've been a rambler for...
She's spoken for, you know.
Well, I hear you, Bart.
Just checking.
I keep dreaming of a cabin in my smoke.
Lauren, tell us, first of all, about a little more about the movie, the kid whose voice we hear saying she's spoken for, you know.
The little kid, God, I haven't even seen that in so long. I watched that video, though, so it's like I'm picturing her, like, hanging out in this rocking chair with a banjo, and I guess the little kid's sweet on her, or what's going on. But, so cute. She has such a sweet little voice.
You can take the girl from the country, but you can't take the country from the girl.
Yes, and every Christmas song that has anything to do with, like, the mountains, no matter where the mountains are, it's always that theme of, like, we've got popcorn on the tree, but not much else, you know, like, it's, like, real bare bones, but, like, we've got love, which is really a totally worthy sentiment and probably one of the better of these Christmas themes here.
Speaking of taking the girl from the country, are you from Kansas City? Where are you from?
I am from Kansas City. I grew up right in front of Gillum Park.
Not exactly country.
No, not the country. We did have Santa Land, which was really cool and very also semi-creepy in 70s. No, I'm from here. My love of country music is fueled mostly just by exploration. And my mom bought me a Patsy Cline tape when I was a kid at a Walmart that I think had a strong influence on me.
Do you still have that tape?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Absolutely.
Well, so we're going to hear a Christmas song that you did in your band Ruddy Swain with Dave Renier, which you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to tell us about Ruddy Swain before we listen to this?
Well, yeah, this is exciting because this is our a record that we just recorded recently that's not released yet. So it's cool to be able to share with you. And it's definitely one of the Christmas songs that's as far as it being a Christmas song, where it's that theme, that backdrop of Christmas, sort of as a setting for something a little more unsettling.
Rather than being about Christmas.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this song is called So Much Wine, and it's by Ruddy Swain.
But you were still passed out on the floor. Listen to me, butterfly. Only so much wine you can drink in one life, and it will never be enough to save you from the bottom of your glass.
That was So Much Wine by Ruddy Swain, and we've got Lauren Crum in the studio, who is one of the two vocalists on that. And Lauren, there are some really chill-inducing moments on that, particularly when you and Dave Renier are in harmony on the chorus.
Yeah, that's such a neat song. We really have our timbre sounds very cool with that part. And I do want to say that song's written by the Hansom family, just so we don't take too much credit for that. But yeah, man, we have a joke in my family about ruining Christmas. Like, if you, like, spill milk, you know, we'll say you ruined Christmas. But that's definitely, like, a much more literal take on destroying Christmas.
Yeah, because it's a story told that's just set on a Christmas mm-hmm. Eve that's sort of a really sad reminder that not everyone, that you can't stop bad things from happening
exactly.
Just because it's a holiday.
Right. And there's so much pressure, I think, around the holidays to be this perfect view of, you know, how our family should be or how we should be as a couple. And it's nice sometimes. Hopefully it's not quite that incongruous, but it's nice to know that we're all human beings, you know.
Could you tell us more about the harmony development between you and Dave? Because that was just, I think it's pretty remarkable. Have you two, did you just click that way originally, or have you?
We definitely clicked. I mean, I think we've always kept it really simple. This is probably three or four years of singing together, and we just have one guitar, so you have really nothing to perfect and to improve upon besides your singing. So that's really nice. We can just focus on that, and we spend a lot of time just sitting in one of our living rooms and, you know, just really listening to it and working on stuff. So it's nice. We have a good thing going.
Yeah. And what is the name of the album that this will be released on? You said that this is a so far unreleased recording.
Right. We'll have to talk about it. Dave and I like to argue about things. So I think the working title is In One Life, which is actually from a quote from that song, just because it's kind of different songs dealing with different issues. And since it's the two of us sort of representing one viewpoint, kind of play on words there, if you will.
Well, Lauren, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you so much. You too.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Lauren Crum is with The Grizzly Hand and Ruddy Swain. Her alter ego, Lorna Kay, spins country records. To listen back to today's show, go to kcur.org/centralstandard later today. Sign up for our podcast while you're there. Stay in touch with us by following us on Twitter. Our handle is @KCURCST. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at how the portable camera has changed the way people live. We'll explore that from a historical standpoint, but we'll also look at how body cameras for police might change society yet again. Central Standard is produced by Sylvia Maria Gross and Matthew Long Middleton. I'm Gina Kaufman. Stick around for Up to Date. Next.